She used to be a very pretty girl at the age of 16. Beautifully shaped and structured with a lot of potentials within. It's like she puts time on pause whenever she walks the street, because every man stops to look at this sweet 16. Man, she had the kind of beauty that cannot be described by my punchlines and metaphors. But when I say a woman is beautiful, I believe you know what I mean, so let me proceed. All of a sudden, she started flirting around, coming home late at night and thinking she was actually having fun. Those that had the ability to see disaster coming from a distance, even while they are still seated on the ground, told her there is fire on the mountain. But she never thought it wise to be on the run, cause all the makeup on the pretty face would cause her to sweat in the sun. So this time around, Jesus Christ was no longer the lover of her life. He was just another guy that had been kept on reserve. She was always in church, full of activities, always in church, but she was not in Christ. You see, we've heard so much about Jesus, so we assume we know Jesus. But knowing God is not head knowledge, it's an encounter, and that was the travesty. Now look at her, struggling with dreams that were broken on the altar of temporal pleasures. And now the only thing that appears to be a real treasure in her is a little measure of faith that proliferates when she studies the scripture. But she was designed to be more than that. She was destined to be a queen in her teens. But just at the age of 16, she had two abortions. Now the misconception is that when you swallow that pill, you become childless. Abortion doesn't make you childless. It only makes you the mother of a dead child or dead children, depending on the number. Age is nothing but a number. Yesterday she awoke from her slumber, and rivers flow from her eyes whenever she remembers that all the babies in her womb are under the ground like the pipes of a plumber. That's what the doctor told her. Experience is not the best teacher, my friends, because experience will teach you lessons, absolutely, definitely. But most times it won't give you a chance to correct your mistakes. So in my opinion, experience is like a pencil without an eraser. So be careful the story your life is writing, because the world is reading. You can never be too careful, so be careful. A single thing can make you to lose many things, if not everything. Adam lost a whole garden for just a fruit. He lost everything that he was given. But it's not too late for you, you can be forgiven. But they say to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So I pray that these words will prevent you from being harmed. You may be the wife of a president tomorrow. First lady, salute. But how would you feel if the security man that opens the door to your car is the guy that slept with you while you were young in the name of love? You see why virginity is dignity? It is not lack of opportunity to experiment pleasure like your fake friends tell you. And just in case you've made mistakes already and you're now regretting, I got good news for ya. Come with me to a place where broken dreams are fixed. Come with me to that place where your past gets a new beginning. The name of that place is Christ. Come to Christ. If anyone be in Christ, the old is past, and everything becomes new, says the Holy Scripture. That's what it means to be born again. Come with me to Christ.
There's a place for the brokenhearted, where shattered dreams are mended. Christ is that place. All things pass away. You are in Christ, you're a new creation.